Battled back and forth early on. You were tied at 4. You're tied again at 12, and you trailed by 4, 20-16, with 6 minutes left in the first half. But then Sacred Heart built a little bit of a lead into the double figures, and just seemed like they kept pulling away after that.
Yeah, it was. I was fairly pleased with the first half. I think we were down 10 going into the half. Made a shot right before half to kind of get her within that 10-point mark, which we were happy with, but we turned the ball over a little bit too many when we got some boards. Brought the ball down low, and we had some costly turnovers that ultimately ended up with some points on their end, some kick-out threes and whatnot that really hurt us. So that first half, I was pleased with it, but we just gave up a few too many of those turnovers that kind of hurt us. So coming out the second half, the kids battled back. We got it within 6, I believe, at one point. And then they kind of started shooting the lights out, and things kind of fell apart.
Coach Sterkel said in the second half they shot 56%. It probably doesn't surprise you. It seemed like all of them were going in.
Yeah, and no matter what, it didn't seem like. I mean, there were some deep balls, too, that went down, and those are tough to guard, and they can get downhill on the drive as well, so you kind of defend that as well. So, no, they obviously shot the ball very well that second half, and it's tough to compete with that when that shoots, when they shoot like that. So.
As you said, in the first half especially, you had, and even in the second half, you had a lot of opportunities and either just missed a bunny inside or, as you said, every time it seemed like you brought the ball down on a rebound, the Sunbees were right there to either tie you up or steal it away. And I guess that's why you say keep the ball up on the rebounds.
Well, yeah, I think we say the word chin it, two words, I guess, a lot of times in practice, and that's it's a thing that we got it. Once we secure that rebound, we have to finish the playoff and look for a clean outlet. But we, can't hang our heads. We got to just get right back at it. Another tough opponent come Thursday against World. So learn from this one. Not as happy with our play, obviously, that second half. But learn from it, move on, and try to get that next one.
I thought one player that came in was Widner. He had 9 points, 7 of those in the second half. I thought he played pretty well for you.
Dylan is a tough kid. He's kind of a workhorse on both ends of the court, and you're going to get that from him day in and day out, and that's what we appreciate from Dylan. It's nonstop effort from him, so I'm happy to see that his name pops up, because he's a well-deserving kid.
And as far as the team goes, your 5 starters, you had everybody had at least 7 points, and then you had 8 and 10, so 3 with 7, 1 with 8, 1 with 10. You have to like the balance scoring that you had there.
Yeah, I mean, we are balance scoring. I wish, I haven't looked at the stats, obviously, yet, but I just don't feel like we shot the ball well from the outside at all tonight. I don't know if we made 2 or 3 three-point shots all night compared to their.
I had you for 3. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it when the ball doesn't drop like that for us, it's tough to keep up with them as a team. So just keep working at it and get the next one hopefully.
Well, like you said, a lot of positives to take away, and of course a lot of things to work on after this game against another top team in the section.
Yeah, they don't get any easier from here on out. Obviously, now we've seen these teams once over, so it's just, it's going to be a tough stretch going to finish out the season. Obviously, there's quality basketball around the area, so it's there's no easy game to where we're going to get here on out. So it's just got to come ready to play. Forget about this one, obviously, and just got to move on.
And just keep work on getting better, so you're playing your best when it comes to tournament time.
Yeah, and like I tell, these younger guys, it's just, we're going to struggle through some of that tough to where, now you've got that time to where, when we're saying to hold the ball up and stuff and practice, it means something. And, firsthand, they're getting the experience, they're getting some knowledge and learning from that too. So it takes playing the game to learn as well, I realize that. So we're going to go through some of those struggles. But like you said, just keep improving day by day is all we can ask of these guys.
Well, and I remember being a player, and it always hurts when the coach is right. And you go to practice, and I told you. But that's why you practice, right?
Yeah, and fairly short week for us this week. We got a couple more practices tomorrow, and then a short one on Wednesday, obviously. And then our game is Thursday, so a couple days to prepare. We played Warroad once already, so we just got to correct some things from that last game, and. Hopefully do better this next time. We've got a nice little home stretch here, so Nice to be playing here. Seems like we've been on the road a fair amount, so nice to be back home playing in front of a pretty full crowd today.
Yeah,
so.
it was a good atmosphere, and the doubleheaders are always nice for a great atmosphere. And I thought both teams played hard, and you can't fault your team's effort, that's for sure.
No, I mean, like I said, it's all we can ask when the ball's not dropping for us. We just got to keep working on both ends, and hopefully we're doing the right things. Just keep working, keep grinding it out.
Well, Coach, thanks for talking with us, and best of luck against Warroad on Thursday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. That-